KTTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. The old crotchety wolf, the lovable, huggable hammer, and abrasive and over-the-top Corby. This is The Hardline on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We're out today at the Village Country Club. It is Memorial Day, and they're having their big Memorial Day party for denizens of this area, and that's where we are if you'd like to come out here and join us. Got about another hour or so to go. Hey, this Friday, we're going to be at Cape Buffalo with the presentation. We'll be out there from 3 until 7, but there will be a little bit of back-end added value for the P1 because Friday's show will be followed by a full-length petty theft show.
At Cape Buffalo?
Yes.
You're kidding.
Excellent.
No.
What a great deal that is. That's this Friday?
Yes.
Excellent.
Now, the plan is to get that rolling just as soon as we can after the presentation's done, which probably means there'll be a nice drum check.
It's okay. If it's your band, Ryan, so I can fight through it.
But we'll get started as soon as we can after that, probably about 7:30 or so, and the plan is to do two sets. So come see the presentation and then hang around for a little petty theft action this
Friday. That's going to be fun. That'll be cool.
All right. Do we want to replay something else here? Or?
What do you mean?
Okay, well.
Come on the air, Danny.
God, you guys are distracted.
No, we're not.
Yeah, you are.
Well, it's Memorial Day. What do you expect?
I mean, it takes us 10 minutes to come back from a break because you can't find you guys.
What do you mean he can't find us? We were here.
We were right here.
I didn't get out of my chair.
And for this one, it's the first one of the day that we've come back without the music running out.
Look,
no,
you got
it's not.
Random nookie girls running around.
Don't care. The listener doesn't care.
I think the listener likes the wheels off show on the holiday.
We have about 4 listeners anyway. And they're all sitting at the back table back there.
And I think when we're distracted, the listener is distracted too. And he's distracted by the same things we are.
Nookie.
So just settle down, Danny.
You're supposed to be out here anyway, Danny.
No, I'm back here replaying bits.
Boy, that's real tough to do. Just hit search on the Inco.
No, they're on my computer, jackass.
God, what a bad mood he's in.
God.
Danny, it's Memorial Day. We are honoring fallen soldiers, and you're calling me a jackass.
You know, that's one thing I kind of wanted to get into today. You know, all of our holidays, summer holidays, Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July.
I know. I'm familiar with them. Yes? Go ahead.
They're just losing all their meaning. All they are now is a vehicle to get drunk.
They've always been that way.
I don't think so.
They've always been that way. 4th of July regained a little bit of its luster whenever 9/11 happened, which is horrible.
I've never known the true meaning of any of them. I mean, ever since I've been alive, it's always been, hey, we're going to have barbecues. We're going to go somewhere. We're going to go out to the lake, whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, do you think the French...
What are we supposed to do?
Do you think the French treat Bastille Day with a lot of respect, or is it just do they go out and get drunk and smoke?
I would get drunk and smoke.
I'm sure they do the same thing.
And the Brits over there on, what's their big day? D-Day?
Butter Day?
D-Day.
I mean, what do? They, you know, they get wire pliers and yank each other's teeth out.
I'm never, as a kid, though, there was always parties on.
Always.
Like you said, your parents would have people over, you go to someone's house, and you don't know what's going on. You just know it's a holiday.
I was probably, on Memorial Day, I was probably 15 or 16 years old before I knew what it really was.
Yeah.
Why it was set aside, why it's a holiday.
Well, what are we supposed to do? Sit around in quiet contemplation of the day? Obviously, that's what's going on out there at the pool, isn't it?
I think you're supposed to come out here and do exactly what everybody's doing.
I mean, how many
nookie,
of those people...
Nookie.
How many of those people, if you asked them what D-Day was, do you think they would know what that is?
Yeah. Well, maybe we should get you out there on wireless during the next segment.
I broke my ankle
and
about
just do
10
a little,
minutes ago.
Well,
snake.
And get Gribble's knee brace and put it on there and get out there. Maybe you should go out there and ask them the significance of Memorial Day. Ask them what we're supposed to be celebrating. And why they got the day off.
Ask the Nookie girls that?
Yeah.
Ask them what's the significance in you know, on Memorial Day.
Okay.
Play another round of Ask the Nookstress.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that'll be good for next segment. What are we doing this segment?
We're going to ramp up to that.
Yeah, let's take some phone calls.
There's no one listening to take a phone call.
Oh, I'll bet if we open up those phones, that they'd be jammed.
Sure there are. I guarantee
you. We're broken heroes.
All right.
I guarantee you there are people listening today.
Okay.
Not everybody gets the day off.
Oh, yeah, they do.
No, not really. There are a lot of businesses that are open out there.
Retail? All retails are open.
Well, that's true.
Like malls?
But
it's
like
a big day for
them. If you're a businessman, like a sales guy or whatever.
Yeah,
or,
you're off.
Yeah, you're...
Well, I guarantee you there's nobody at the Susquehanna Nation working except on-air people.
Well, you think Danny Lowry's up there today?
Jamie was up here.
Well, she's close to programming. Salespeople, though, they're not working.
No, those salespeople take off. You just give them any kind of chance at all, any kind of excuse, and they are off.
You know what? Arbor
Day? Oh, we're out. We can't possibly work on Arbor Day.
Did you hear the little
Secretary's
perk?
Day? Oh, got to take it off.
The perk that our sales staff got the other day? Like, I think it was last Friday.
What?
Where they shipped
massages?
Them out. Yeah.
Yeah.
They shipped them out to Las Colinas, to the sports club.
Yeah.
And the guys got to play a free round of golf, and the girls got, like, massages and... Cleaned out the plumbing and stuff.
They got what? They got colonics?
Maybe. I don't know.
The girls don't need that.
They've never done anything like... You know, they're always getting trips.
I know.
We have never gotten anything like that.
And we have to work on the holidays.
I don't mind that, though.
It's a bad job.
You know what, though? I don't mind working these.
See, we're less dispensable than they are, though.
That's true.
I mean, they're dispensable.
Because
we're not.
You know what we do on those? I mean, we work today, and we're going to be able to pile this onto our vacation.
Our already exorbitant vacation.
And we're going to be able to take off, you know, instead of having a week's vacation, we're going to have like 16 days. We pile these on there. So I don't mind.
No, we're going to have 24 days, man.
I don't mind working the Memorial Days, the Labor Days, 4th of July. That doesn't bother me.
No, it doesn't me either. Although it is weird because if you go around even the radio stations, and see who's actually working.
We're the only ones.
Yeah.
And we basically have to work a day that not a lot of people are listening, but then we'll get to take off a day when everybody listens.
Right.
But I like it that way.
Yeah, I don't mind it either. Plus, we're just loaded right now.
Right.
To the gills, man.
We are drinking so much beer out here.
Snake. Hey, man, what's up? Hello, you're on the air.
No time to mess with you today, brother.
Whoa. Hello, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, just want to let you guys know you have one listener out here.
Great.
I love you.
What's your name?
What are you wearing?
Oh, well, I'm wearing some shorts. I just got done working in the yard. I'm going out.
Ooh, are you sweaty?
A certain sandwich shop to get some dinner, you know, that kind of stuff. So I caught you when you said nobody was listening, and I'm fixing not to listen, but you guys got an 0.0.
Well, then screw you if you're not going to listen.
Are you disappointed with the presentation that you've heard so far today?
No, I am distracted by all of these bikini-clad women going across my radio dial, though.
See there? The same things that we're distracted by, the listener's distracted by.
True.
Now, is Three Dog Night really greatness?
Yeah, Three Dog Night was pretty damn good when I saw them out here.
Oh, okay. Well, Allman Brothers did play out there, and it was just a couple of them, so.
Oh, you did see them out here?
Oh, yeah. And you're.
Now, why would we believe you?
What year was that, dude?
That was 1984.
So they'd had it at that point.
Yeah, they had it.
Oh, yeah, they were in the haircuts and stuff by then.
All right, good deal. Go get your sandwich, man.
Thanks.
Okay. Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, boys.
Hey there.
I'm just sitting around watching the thunderstorm roll in, listening to y'all drinking a beer.
Where are you? Where's the storm?
Cleburne.
Oh, you got to get out of that hellhole.
Well, have you been disappointed with the presentation today? Have we let you down in any way?
No, Danny's been a little a-head.
Yeah.
I want to apologize for that, by the way.
Yeah, what's going on with you today?
You apologize for being an asshead?
Yeah, I'm just depressed.
Why?
I really wanted to be out there today.
Well, it's your own fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why aren't you out here? I thought that was the plan.
I just didn't want to leave Justin by himself. in the control room.
You know what?
Hey,
Justin's a big boy. You know what, Danny? Why don't you leave right now during this break,
Danny,
and come out here. You can be out here in 10 minutes, and you can have the last three segments with us.
And a shot per segment.
And
me
I'll,
and you, toe
and
to
I'll,
toe.
And I'll buy you a margarita, Danny.
You'll leave, do that for me?
Leave right now.
Do it, Danny.
Come on, Danny.
See, the P1s want you out here, Danny.
All right, but we'll replay something next, and I'll see if I can get out there.
Okay.
All right, good deal. All right, Danny joins us next here on The Ticket.